Hello and welcome to Charity Corner. My name is Rachel Goodfellow and I'm the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. Through my work, I've been introduced to a whole range of small charities, all supporting local causes. And in this regular programme, I go out and about finding out what local charities and good causes are up to, visiting a few key people and trying to find out at first hand how their hard work benefits others in the community. Now today I'm with Sue Clark, who's going to tell us more about a walk she's organised here in Sherborne. First of all, what is the story behind the walk?
Well, the basic idea is to raise awareness of modern day slavery as a current issue, as in modern day slavery rather than from the history books, by simply walking through a location in single file, in silence, which actually has quite an impact on the people who are watching. And we hand out leaflets with information on so that people can actually find out more about this issue. And this started about 10 years ago.
You talk about this issue. How big an issue is it?
Globally, it is worth billions to the people who traffic and exploit their victims. I think it's something about over 100 billion worldwide. And just in this country, it is multi-million.
Is this through an organisation?
Yes.
Right.
It is A21, which is an organisation that was set up 10 years ago. There are several organisations nationally and globally that support victims of trafficking and exploitation, but this is one particular organisation that I have come alongside and volunteer for.
So that's been going about 10 years?
Yes.
And is that in this area?
It's an international charity. It was started by a couple of Australians who now live in America, but I am what they call an A-team, so I am a local representative of A21, so I am their representative in this area.
So how many of you are on board locally?
Well, I looked at the walks that are organised just in the UK, and there are 36 in the United Kingdom, but in this area, I think there are three, but there are quite a few of us, probably a dozen of us as A-team members. So if you think of this as actually a very small charity, not many people know about it, it's actually quite a large number just in the southwest, in Dorset and Somerset.
Tell us more about the actual walk, because it's on 19th of October.
That's right, Saturday the 19th. We're opening registration for people who haven't registered online to come along, and it's basically to sign a waiver to say that they want to join in and be part of the walk. So we're opening that at 10:30 and we start the walk at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so is there a cost to register?
Not at all. If you look on the online registration, there is the option to be able to donate money or to fundraise if you wish to, but it is not a requirement of the walk.
Where do we get access to the, which website is it?
If you go to a21.org and look on their Walk for Freedom, you'd click on join, and it'll come up with a great big map of the world, and you find where we are in Sherborne, click on there, and there is a click here to register, so you go onto that.
What other requirements are there? Is it open to all ages?
All ages. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you do, how old you are, whether you're in a wheelchair, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. We welcome everybody and anybody. The only thing that we would ask, if possible, is for somebody to wear a black t-shirt. That is what A21 would like all walkers to do, if possible.
There aren't any big hills or anything that people have to be mindful of on the walk?
Absolutely not. I've walked the route recently. I've made sure that there are a couple of what we call kissing gates where you have to just push the gate open, but it's a very large area, so it doesn't matter, you know, we can get quite a few people through. There are only a couple of roads to cross, but we will have stewards where stewarding is required. It is just walking from the Abbey up to the Green in Sherborne and then back down towards Pageant Gardens, round up to the Abbey. So
how far roughly?
It's about a mile and a half.
Too far. That's good. So most people would be able to do it.
Absolutely.
You know? So that's really a really inclusive event. And have you got any media coming down?
Well, Abbey 104 have been incredibly supportive, and hopefully we will have representatives from there and photographs being taken on the day of the walk.
Good.
And of the walkers that can then be uploaded to their site. So yes.
On the day, are you going to have buckets or anything that we can donate money into?
We will have the ability to donate money. Obviously, you can online, but I will make sure that there is facility for cash. It would be great if people would like to donate any money for the refreshments or for the charity for the walk, mm-hmm. because the money goes towards the work that is done with the victims once they are rescued.
Right, I was about to ask you where the money goes. It's not just about the prevention side. Do you actually work with the victims afterwards?
Personally, I don't, but I would like to. That is something that I'm working towards doing. They have rescue centres all around the world, A21, and victims who need particular support are homed in these rescue centres and have the support of social workers and counsellors and medical support to be able to spend time being able to come back to being a human being, if you like. Mm. It's not a very good way of describing it, but if you can imagine if somebody has been trafficked or exploited and who don't feel that they have been treated as a human being, which is tends to be what happens, that they take a while to actually begin to realise that they can function normally and properly in society.
I mean, we're talking about a whole range of ages,
yes,
as well, and families.
Yes, absolutely. Mums with their children, small children, are home together, obviously. But there are male homes, there are female homes, because given what can happen to people, in this case, sexes do need to be kept separate. But families can be looked after. If there are whole families, then they can be kept together in other locations as well. So there isn't the segregation in that respect.
So there's a huge amount going on behind the scenes, isn't there? Absolutely huge. Now, if people listening want to get actually involved, not just with the walk, but with the organisation, where do they go and who can they talk to?
Well, they can go to the A21.org site and look at volunteer, and then they can look at the options that come up on the website. Or they can contact me as an A-team. I can talk to them about what can be done and how we can support victims and how we can support A21 as an organisation.
So what's your contact?
sue@clark-online.co.uk.
Perfect. Right. So that would be a really good local contact anyway to start with. Because obviously if people want to know a bit more, sort of over a coffee or something like that, it's quite a good way to get to know a bit more, isn't it? Kate, well, Sue, that is brilliant. I'm coming on the walk. I know one of my boys is working, but I'm sure little Peter will be there as well. And we're really looking forward to it and hope you get a good turnout.
Fantastic. Thank
you. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. So, Terry, absolutely, really interesting.
Well, it sounds like a really worthwhile charity.
Absolutely.
And it's something that's going on locally that people can support, which is a much wider benefit, isn't there?
Yes.
Which is something that probably we don't think too much about in the Sherborne area, but is nevertheless a problem. And, you know, it's great that it's being highlighted.
We will certainly drum up some support from our side, because I know there are a lot of people. I mean, even looking back at Julie Plumley, for example, that was on the show from Future Roots, she is very much sort of supporting these sort of causes. So I'm sure some of the lot that have been on Charity Corner will also be coming along.
Okay, what else has happened?
Well, it's quite busy, actually. On October the 19th, The Hub. I'm sure people listening remember Clive Tuck coming along and
this
being
is
on
the Hub in Yeovil.
The
as
Hub in Yeovil.
The Hub,
yes,
in
exactly. And they are having a celebration of the first year at their new venue, and tickets are £10, but that includes a welcome drink, a buffet, guided tours, and lots more because they've got entertainment coming on, a wonderful auction and raffle, and it all kicks off about 7 o'clock in the evening. If you haven't been to the Hub, it is such a worthwhile place to go and have a look. And again, we'll certainly be there en masse as a family, I think. I know the entertainment's going to be great fun. They've got their choir singing and something else, and I can't quite remember what it is, and I don't know what it is, but it'll be great fun. And if you really want to see what goes on behind the scenes, that will be their day to go.
And perhaps we should say the Hub is another local organisation that's doing real practical work with people who have learning disabilities.
Yes.
And who are excluded from mainstream education or from going into ordinary employment, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And they do a lot of work to try and get these young people back into mainstream employment.
Absolutely.
And that all goes on in Yeovil and headed up by Clive, as Rachel mentioned. So that should be a great evening.
That should be really, really good. Yes, absolutely. And I've got to plug this. The World Martial Arts Championships are coming up, starting with a weigh-in on the 24th of October. Now, I'm plugging this because quite often the martial arts championships, whether they're European ones or local ones, ones at Crystal Palace, do support cancer research. My two boys are in the GB squad, but their sensei, Pete Forbert, has amazingly really well got over cancer, so of course we support everything we can along that line, and we'll let you know how the GB team get on.
We should perhaps plug Pete's karate sessions, couldn't we?
Absolutely.
Because he meets twice a week, doesn't he? Mondays,
yes,
and Fridays.
Yes,
in what used to be the old Baptist church in North Road.
Yep.
And I'm sure they'd welcome new members.
He's an outstanding sensei. And in fact, has just come back from Mexico with having won all the katas or something. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Two other things. As from Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning, that's Friday the 4th, yes, I think so, tickets are on sale online from the Octagon for the Take That tribute concert.
Are you having another concert, Rachel? You've kept this very quiet.
No. January the 11th, 7:30. Absolutely fantastic. And all the money is going to go to additional needs children and families in Dorset and Somerset. And there's going to be a surprise on stage. So if anybody likes Michael Jackson as well, they need to get along to that. So the tickets will be on sale as from this Friday. So get online and get them. Get some good seats. And on December the 8th, last thing, Charity Corner lunch, hopefully is going to be at the Hub. I've just got to get Clive Tuck to confirm if the place is available.
You haven't asked him yet, you mean?
Oh, yes, I have asked him, but he just has to check the diary. Well, I thought it would be really nice because we've got two or three new faces coming along who really support lots of local charities and they're very keen to see the Hub. So I thought what a good venue that would be. And then next Charity Corner, we're going to be down at Willowbank Forest School, which is in Lye, another fantastic resource supporting all sorts of local children and families who really do need a lot of support in lots of many ways.
This is quite new, isn't it?
It is fairly new, but having said that, they were set up before, but there was a bit of a hiccup, which they will explain, not through any fault of their own. I visited the other day and it is just absolutely lovely. So please listen.
That's Charity Corner at the first Sunday in November.
November. Yes.
Okay.
So, and we will be down there actually recording on site. Okay.
Until then.
Yes. Cheerio. Bye.